Welcome to this special podcast, number 139, Sonoma in the City. During the first week of March, a group of Sonoma vintners gathered at the Drake Hotel in Chicago for a Pinot Noir masterclass and two tastings, one for the trade and the other for consumers. Then a couple days later, a small group of those same vintners visited LBTV's home base in Milwaukee for another masterclass plus a luncheon at the famed restaurant Bacchus, which is owned by the Bartolotta family. This program lets you listen in on brief interviews with some of those vintners, as well as some wine industry professionals attending the event. I'm here with Tim Zahner of Sonoma County Tourism. Tim, how are you?
I'm doing well, Ray. Thank you.
It's good to see you again. It's been a few years, and here we are in Chicago. Kind of not the weather you're used to, though, out in California.
It is slightly different. I think this would be the coldest day ever in Sonoma County if we were there right now, yes.
You know, it's not cold out there, Tim. It's actually pretty warm right now.
Yeah, I saw people running around in shorts, and they look very happy, and I was mortified, but yeah.
These are unusual Midwestern people, and as I recall, you're from the Midwest, so you should know this.
Well, you know, actually, I'm from out California, but I lived in the Midwest for 10 years, so it's all coming back to me, and I'm ready. I like to be here in Chicago. I was in Milwaukee for 10 years, and good place to be back here.
And you were smart to stay in California afterwards, though.
Yes, I was.
So tell me a little bit about the show we have going on today. This is, of course, Sonoma in the City, and we're at the Drake Hotel.
Right. This is Sonoma in the City, Chicago. Every year we go to two different cities. We bring about 200 different wines from about 100 different wineries that are coming here and pouring for consumers and for trade. And it's a chance for us to bring Sonoma directly to the people so they can taste our wines, but more importantly, meet the people who make them and get their stories directly from them.
And so the afternoon is a trade tasting, and then the evening is consumer tasting where they could buy a ticket to come to it.
Absolutely. And the neat thing about the consumer tasting is not only they buy a ticket to meet the winemakers, they can actually buy the wine. So we'll have a retail area where Binny's will be selling wine here in Chicago, their big wine retailer. Matter of fact, the entire month of March will be Sonoma month at the Binny's around Chicagoland. So you can go there for different tastings. But yeah, here you can, if you like a wine, you can go there and buy it right away, which is a fantastic thing.
Tim, for our listeners to learn about Sonoma through Sonoma County Tourism, how would they do that on the web?
Best way to do this is go to sonomacounty.com. You can sign up for a free email with insider deals or order a visitor guide and map or both if you want to see all the information all the time.
Cool. Tim, it was really good seeing you again.
Ray, thanks for having me.
We're here with Chris Donatello, who we interviewed back in 2009. Chris, how are you?
Great. Nice to see you again.
Good to see you. And I first thing I want to talk about is you are now in a new location, and you're right on the square in Healdsburg.
Yes, we are. We opened there about 2 years ago.
Great. And how's that working out versus having the other tasting room?
Oh, it's been great. You know, fabulous exposure and being right downtown is fun.
Now, when I first met you, and again, you're probably, I guess you'd be about, what, 5 years or 6 years old now?
This is going to be our ninth harvest. Last time we saw each other was about 5 years
okay,
ago.
Okay, that's right. You were making about five Pinots at that time. Is that consistent with what you're doing now?
I'm doing about eight Pinots and seven Chardonnays.
Well, you certainly have grown. It's been 5 or 6 years.
Yes, it has. Things are going great, though.
So your distribution's grown, too, from what I've seen.
Yeah, we're in about 32 states now, trying to, you know, pick up a couple more.
Great. Well, it's good to see you, and I'm going to try and taste your wine when I get a glass. But, Chris, for our listeners to find you online, how would they do that?
They can just go to cdonatello.com or check us out on Facebook.
Excellent. I'm sure they'll do that. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
I'm here with Alan Baker of Cartograph Wines. Alan, how are you?
I'm doing great, thanks.
This is Sonoma in the City, and, you know, we kind of, I don't want to say we knew you when, not quite, but you've really done very well. You've moved into a new tasting room.
Yeah, we moved out of the shared space that we were in last time we spoke and rebuilt a really beautiful space about a half block off the square downtown Healdsburg, and it's really picking up, so we're now feeling like we're not starting over every day.
Yeah.
Not like Groundhog's Day.
No, that's a good thing. Glad to hear that. So in the process of doing this, so your specialty has been Pinot Noir and Gewurztraminer, which was an interesting combination. And I remember now when you poured for us before you'd opened the other tasting room.
Yeah, it's been going really well. As much as I, you know, the traditional pairing is Chardonnay and Pinot, but as much as I love Chardonnay, I didn't want to spend my nights worrying about it and my days talking about it. So went with that first love, and that's Alsace Whites. And we have since we last spoke, we've added Riesling to the mix, which is also bone dry, just like the Gewurztraminer, and that went over very well. We sold out in just a few months, so I'm trying to get more Riesling next year.
So I guess I'm assuming there's no Riesling here to taste, is
there? There is not.
Oh, you see the unsmiling face.
We basically parked. It's super, super clean and pretty and high acid, bone dry. So I have a sneaking suspicion it's going to age really well. So we parked 10 cases for library, and we're just not going to touch it for a few years.
Excellent. Yeah, that would be really curious to see how that turns out. Well, congratulations to you. And for me, as a person who loves your wine,
I have to say it's exciting to see it grow.
Thanks, Ray. I appreciate it.
For our listeners to learn about you online, because I'm not letting go yet, how would they do that?
Cartographwines.com. That's like cartography without the Y, wines.com. Or you can check us out on Facebook. We're very active on Facebook and Twitter, so just search on Cartograph Wines on Facebook, and you can hook up with me and my partner Serena on Facebook.
Excellent. Good seeing you.
Thanks, Ray. Cheers.
Cheers. I'm here with Martin Cody and his wife, Denise. And for our listeners, they'll remember Martin from Cellar Angels. How are you both doing?
Doing fantastic. Good to see you again.
Great. Great to see you at a tasting.
So you were telling me you no longer do the retail store anymore?
No, we had to focus on one thing. So we let the bricks and mortar business go and are focusing now on the online. Yeah, it's charity anyway, so it's a good feel.
And that's really cool, because I've seen you guys have done a number of more videos and some obviously very impressive work. So who are you featuring right now?
Right now, we just started 2015 with Vinecliff Winery out of Napa. So the first 8 weeks of the year, we do repeat offers from what our customers would like to see again. And then we kick things off the first week in March. So Vinecliff, 30-year perennial favorite in Napa, very small production, high-end Cabernet. And it's just been a great time.
And how long has Cellar Angels been around now at this point?
Since November of 2010.
Wow, that's really impressive. You guys have really done a very good job. Congratulations. And lots of charities have benefited from what you're doing.
Well, that's the great thing, and that, I think, is the thing that humbles us the most, is anybody that buys wine and picks a charity, everybody wins. So we're thrilled that wine lovers are now finding a way to get great wines from Napa and Sonoma and help other people that are less fortunate.
Name some of the charities for me, if you would.
Well, our most recent charity partner is Gilda's Club, that was founded after Gilda Radner and her battle with cancer. We also have Clinica Verde, which helps women get healthcare for the first time in impoverished countries. Wine to Water, helping children get water. Save a Pet, A Place to Bark. A lot of animal charities. Just some really good, solid charities that are doing amazing things that could always use a little bit extra.
Well, and our listeners can find you guys on YouTube, and they can find you on Facebook, obviously. And on the web, how could they find you there?
www.cellarangels.com.
Nice meeting you, Denise and Martin. Good seeing you again, as always.
Ray, the pleasure is ours. Great to see you. Cheers.
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 I'm here with Anna Keller of Keller Estate. How are you doing, Anna?
I'm doing very well. How about you?
Good, except for a little trouble with the voice today, I imagine.
After that tasting, it was a little hard to get my voice back up to normal.
It was a busy day in Chicago, and now we're in Milwaukee, so kind of a different layout here. We're going to be having a lunch. We'll be examining Pinot carefully, and tell me a little bit about what we'll be doing.
So we're taking a trip through Pinot Noir world. So we're starting off talking about Pinot in the world, and then we're zooming into Sonoma, and I'm going to be focusing on Pinot Noir in Petaluma Gap.
Cool. And what are you going to be pouring today?
I'm going to be pouring our 2012 El Coro Pinot Noir, which is one of our two Pinot Noirs from our property.
And so there'll be, what, it looks like about 20 wineries in there today?
There's about 20 wineries, all representing the range of wines of Pinot Noir in Sonoma. So it's going to be a fantastic trip.
Excellent. I look forward to it. Anna, for our listeners who'd like to learn about Keller Estate online, how would they do that?
Well, they would go to kellerestate.com.
Great. Nice seeing you. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
I'm here with Kelly Nelson, and Kelly is the assistant manager and sommelier of the Capitol Grill here in Milwaukee. How are you doing, Kelly?
Fantastic. How are you?
Good. So this is interesting, sitting here chatting with you. We're just getting ready to go into a class, and you're studying. Tell me about what you're studying for right now, and you're getting ready to test for it.
I am studying for the advanced sommelier exam. Right now I'm studying to take the course, which is a prerequisite before you can take the exam now, but it's based on theory, service, and blind tasting. And the great part of it all is I get to blind taste along the way.
I'm fascinated by this concept. You know, again, we're in media and we get to do plenty of tasting, but blind tasting to me is obviously the greatest challenge.
Sure.
Your palate's just got to be amazing.
I hope so, and I'm just hoping to get better each time.
But the amount of studying you put into it, this might be a personal question, do you get to have a normal life when you're doing something like this?
Sure, it is a give and take. When I study, I decide, okay, no TV for a while, and hit the wine books and open a couple bottles. So
I don't think you're sacrificing anything there. You're doing just the right thing in my book.
I think so. I think I enjoy doing it. And now I've involved my friends and family, and we each bring a couple bottles of wine, and they're helping me blind taste along the way.
So where is your status currently before you take this test? Do you have a certification at this point?
I do have a certification. It's called Level 2 or Certified Sommelier. And you have to be invited in to continue advanced after you've successfully passed certified.
Excellent. Well, I look forward to sitting next to you and getting maybe a few tips from you. So thanks for chatting with us. And for the Capital Girl, for our listeners who may want to check you guys out online, how would they do that?
You would go to capitalgirl.com. You can also look for us or reserve your spot anytime Monday through Friday for a great lunch or dinner on opentable.com as well.
So anybody living in Milwaukee, visiting Milwaukee, come see Kelly. Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you.
I'm here with Carissa Cruz, and Carissa is the president of the Sonoma County Wine Grape Association. How are you doing today, Carissa?
I'm doing fantastic. You know, we're here in Milwaukee and sharing some of our Sonoma County wines and our stories and our winemakers with the market here, and just really excited about the reception we received and kind of what's going on here with the food and wine scene. So I think a really great opportunity to partner and be a part of what Wisconsin has going on in the future.
Well, and there are a lot of wine lovers here in Wisconsin. And it's nice to see you guys on the road because, as we've already talked about, I was in Chicago a couple of days ago. You guys have done a great job introducing people to, you know, the terroir, the differences, all the AVAs in Sonoma, because it is so huge.
It's huge. Yeah, so a lot of people don't realize Sonoma County is 1 million acres. It makes us about the size of Rhode Island as a state. And so with that, we have the benefit of all these unique soils and climates, which gives us now 17 different American viticulture areas, AVAs, for growing, you know, 44 red varieties of grapes, 22 white varieties of grapes commercially. But part of that is then it's hard to discover and explore all those different areas in the wine. So when we come and we bring winemakers and we bring a diversity of wines, it helps, you know, both the consumer and the trade learn and sample and kind of get a better sense of what we all have to offer.
Well, and you give us a bit of a, you know, well, your leadership in leading your group of people, but also lead us to where we should be going, right?
Exactly. You know, and then you can find your favorite. We all have very different preferences, and you might like a really big Zin from Dry Creek or a very lean Chardonnay from the Sonoma Coast. And we celebrate all of those preferences. And I think it's, you know, really great to have people figure out what they enjoy, what goes with different foods, and then just be able to, at the end of the day, open a bottle, sit around a table with friends and family, and have a great experience and share a great story.
And in the end, other than great wine, your job basically for the wine growers is representing the farmers, the people who are at the root, no pun intended, where all this comes from. And sustainability is one of the most important parts about what you're doing.
Yeah, so I work on behalf of the 1,800 grape growers in Sonoma County and all things farmers. So, you know, I deal with everything on the one hand from, you know, the drought and what's happening with our water situation in California to being here as a Sonoma County ambassador for the wine region. And the thing I am most proud about, and I love talking about it and singing the praises, but our grape growers a year ago made a bold commitment to be 100% certified sustainable in the next 5 years. And so, you know, some folks might say, well, if you've been farming for 100, 200 years, aren't you already sustainable? And I would say, absolutely. But this is an opportunity to really think, you know, measure and record all of these best practices, everything from canopy management to water use and energy efficiency to how we interact with our neighbors and the community and how we train and work with our employees and what our economic sort of business model is to be able to do all these farmings to ensure that agriculture is around for the next 100 years. And so this is our way to ensure that what we're doing, you know, it has less impact on the land and more impact in the glass when it comes to quality and the flavors that consumers and folks like you love to enjoy.
Excellent. And we do, believe me. And for our listeners who'd like to learn a little bit about you and about the organization online, how would they do that?
You know, two ways. You can learn sort of the educational piece of what we do on SonomaWineGrape.org, SonomaWineGrape.org. And then we have a great sort of consumer site that shows a lot more about maps and some of the stories and a little bit more about our tourism at WeAreSonomaCounty.com.
Excellent. Chris, a real pleasure meeting you.
Thank you. Pleasure to meet you. Great spending time with you today.
Thank you. I'm here with Master Sommelier Evan Goldstein. How you doing, Evan?
I'm doing terrific. Thanks for asking, Ray.
You should be terrific. You just got done hosting a absolutely beautiful Pinot and Chardonnay, I don't want to say seminar, but a masterclass, right?
That's exactly what it is. It's a masterclass, yeah.
And coming from a Master Sommelier, that's quite a thing for us to be able to sit here and listen to you, of all people, talk about wine.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Ray. It's a treat, first and foremost, to be here in Milwaukee. I was funny. I was on the phone with my wife last night, never been to Wisconsin before, never been to Milwaukee before. And she said, so how are you going? I said, well, it's 12 degrees, and you know, we're doing a seminar tomorrow. And she goes, "Is you know, what's it going to be like?" And I said, I really don't know, but I have to say before I talk to your question, it's been a real treat absolutely being here and talking with the trade and speaking with folks. No, as a master sommelier, I mean, for me, at this point in my life, kind of more in the, you know, having been the seventh person to pass in 1987, I'm kind of more in the Yoda stage. Mm. So it's really nice to be able to teach and give back and all that. And when you do something like the, you know, continuum of Sonoma County Pinot Noirs that we did in the first class, or go through these sort of like mini regional flights on Chardonnay and Zin and Cab like we did at the luncheon, to see people nod their heads or the proverbial light bulb go off, there's nothing more gratifying.
Are you working exclusively with Sonoma these days? Or?
No. We my company, Full Circle Wine Solutions, works with a number of different geographies around the world. Sonoma is obviously one of our most prominent, preeminent, local, close to my heart because I live in San Francisco. But we also work with the country of Portugal. We work with actually the state of California on some projects. We work with Brazil. We work with Argentina. We work with Chile. We work with the Consorzio Tutela di Suave in the Veneto and a few others.
Oh, you get around, don't you?
I sure do.
Evan, for our listeners who'd like to learn a little bit more about you online, how would they do that?
I have to say, candidly, our website's under reconstruction right now. But when we get back up and running, which hopefully is going to be soon, it would be to go to www.winecouch.com.
So if our listeners had a question, they wanted to run directly to you, they could do that then, right?
Yeah, you could absolutely do it. You can go to winecouch.com when the site is up and running, hopefully soon. Or, you know, currently you can just do it through my company's website. You could do inquiries at fullcirclewinesolutions.com and it'll find me.
Excellent. Safe travels back home.
Thanks very much. I appreciate it.
Learn more by visiting sonomacounty.com or by checking out sonomawinegrape.org.